Live from Chicago, the Moody Broadcasting Network presents Open Line. To join our conversation, call 312-329-4460. 312-329-4460. Now with tonight's guest and topic, here's Wayne Shepherd.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome to Open Line. It's been nearly a year since two families suffered the unimaginable pain of the unsolved murder of two young people who loved Christ and loved each other and were planning to be married. Tonight we've invited the father of one of those people, Chris Kutchel, who is pastor of Fresno Bible Church in Ohio, to be with us to tell the story of his daughter Lindsay and her fiancé James Allen. Now, Pastor Kutchel, thanks for accepting our invitation to be on Open Line tonight.
Wayne, it's a real privilege to be with you tonight.
We got to hear your testimony during the pastor's conference a couple of months ago here at the Moody Bible Institute and knew that we had to have you back tonight. But we're going to go back over this story because it is so powerful, and I'm really looking forward to our listeners calling later tonight, too. But before they call, I want you to have a chance to tell us what has happened and what God has done as a result of this tragedy, Chris.
Okay.
Right now, before we say anything else, tell me why you feel compelled to talk openly about what happened to Lindsay and Jason.
Well, Lindsay and Jason both just really loved the Lord. Their lives were dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we were so proud of them and continue to be really proud of our kids, both Jason's parents and Kathy, myself, my wife, and our entire families. We're just really proud of them. They were so dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ, and were living for Him. And we believe that that they died for Him. Not necessarily. We don't know if they were martyred for Christ, but we believe that Satan did take them out, and in that sense, they were martyred. And so their lives were about exalting Christ, and our lives are about exalting Christ, and that's our desire, Wayne, above all else, to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. I think one of the things that blessed me the most after their deaths was we were visiting the camp and going through their things. Bob was going through Jason's possessions there at the camp, and I was going through Lindsay's. And I came across her Bible, and I noticed that one of the books that was marked the most in her Bible was Philippians. And so for a number of weeks, I just really spent a lot of time in her Bible and in Philippians. And one of the verses that she underlined was from Philippians 1, verse 20, that reads, Apostle Paul writes, "According to my earnest expectation and hope, that Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death." And she underlined those words. I thought that was pretty prophetic, actually. And that's what her life was all about. That was what Jason's life was all about. And I believe that Christ was exalted in their bodies, in life and in death. And that's our desire. It's all about Him. We wanna exalt Christ for His goodness and grace in our lives.
So you see it as an act of faithfulness that you do what you do.
Yes.
Chris, for those who don't know, let's go over this tragedy again. Lindsay and Jason were camp counselors in California, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. They were guides at a Christian adventure camp called Rock and Water. They were counselors, but they were whitewater rafting guides, hiking, rappelling, climbing, those kinds of things. Both the kids were really skilled in that, and especially Jason, he had a lot of experience as an adventure guide. But a big part of their ministry was counseling kids, as camp oftentimes does give opportunities for a young person to really open up and ask questions, and Jason and Lindsay took opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of Jason as a potential son-in-law when that all happened?
Well, at first I wasn't real excited because they'd only known each other for about 6 weeks, actually, when he first came and asked for a hand in marriage. So
he came to you, huh?
He did. He's was a wise young man and knew what he needed to do, and so he came. And the thing about Jason is when he gets nervous, he gets loud, and his voice became very loud, and he was at our house, and he had to go out in the kitchen and get a drink of water, but he came back and then asked me, And I didn't say yes, but I didn't say no at that point. And actually, they kind of cooled their jets a little bit and took their time. And we got to know Jason really well. And as we got to know him and know that they were really meant for each other and that God brought them together, we felt very comfortable and confident with him as our future son-in-law.
So Lindsay and Jason had a break where they got to go to San Francisco?
Yeah, it was toward the end of their summer of ministry there at the camp, and they'd had an incredible opportunity. They were really being used by God powerfully, but toward the end of camp, they were really tired out, and there was 1 week left of camp, and then Lindsay was going to fly home. They were to be married about three and a half weeks from the time they went to San Francisco. And so she had one more week at camp, and usually on the weekends when they have opportunity, they go off in groups. But I think probably for the first time, they just broke off by themselves and wanted to tour the city together, and then come back to camp, and Lindsay would finish up and come home. Jason would stay for another week to help the camp break down and clean up.
And both were committed unquestionably to Christ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they both, their lives were really all wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. That was their life. Their life was about Christ and about serving Christ and being used for his everlasting glory. And that's one of the exciting things about what's going on in their lives right now is in the fact that God is being glorified through this, because that was what they were really all about. And we're really proud of them for the way they were serving the Lord and their desire to serve him in full-time Christian camping ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they were whitewater rafting guides, they were pretty tough, outdoorsy-type people, weren't they?
Very much so. They loved the outdoors. They really enjoyed being out in the water. When Lindsay was little, part of her problem is that she had a bit of overconfidence in herself, and she wasn't afraid of things that she probably should have been afraid of. But as she got older, she became a lot more wise that way and more humbled. They were skilled. Jason had a 4-year bachelor's degree in camping from Appalachian Bible College. So they were skilled. They knew what they were doing, and they really loved it. And they desired to serve the Lord through camping ministry, especially mm-hmm. adventure camp.
So it wasn't unusual, didn't surprise you to learn that they had gone camping, just the two of them?
It didn't surprise us. Again, they typically wouldn't do that by themselves, but it was their last weekend together. They are professional campers. That's what they do. What would have surprised us, we had heard some reports that somebody said they saw them at a lodge or something. Now, that would have surprised us if they would have stayed overnight together in a motel or in a lodge. That wasn't them. Now, they would feel perfectly comfortable camping together, but not bedding down in a motel or something mm-hmm. like that. So mm-hmm. The thing about them is that they would have thought that that sleeping together would be immoral, and also spending good money for a motel would have been immoral as well. And when they could sleep out on a beach and watch the sunset and worship the God together and then go to bed. That would have been immoral for them to do anything else than what they did.
Well, Chris, we're going to pause there and pick up the story in just a minute when we come back from our break. And later we will take listener phone calls as well. The story of Lindsay Enton has touched the hearts of people all over the world. And I'm sure some of our listeners will want to call and express that to you or ask you questions tonight. Later we'll take those calls at 312-329-4460. Pastor Chris Cutchill tonight telling the story of the deaths of Lindsay and Jason Allen. And we'll get back to the story of these remarkable young people in just a moment here on Open Line. Stay tuned.